a bridge that's built for few. One day we must leave. It's the journey towards the peace that passes all understanding. That passes all understanding. Yeah. Cycle, 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 time again. It's passing me by.
Hey, this is Nila Fianya, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Shut up. I've made up a game. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a cat nap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, running in the night, afraid of what I might be. Hiding in the dark, hiding in the street, and a world was full of enemies. Don't
Here I go, don't let me go, hold me. go.
Let me take over control.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head,
but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We'll be right back.
There's a time and a place, and the place it is now. Take the smile off your face while you're dressed like a cow and you're frolicking round. Your legs are in the air, there's a smile on your face, but it's covered in hair. Do you want it? Run through the streets like the whore that you are, and you hope pretty soon you'll be struck by the car. But the light of the day tries to keep you afloat while there's pain in your stomach and there's pain in your throat. Do you want it? Do you want it?
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
There was a guy killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.
doesn't cry so much. That's how we grown up. But now I cry for anything. I'm getting old. I get so sentimental for the people's life. It's just fear coming down because it's so emotional. I mean, say I'm happier to show the emotional feeling from physical way. That is a sometimes crying part is a symbol of the weakness. I mean, it's stupid. You should be crying. You should be shouting. You should be, I mean, the only thing is try to get the control of the anger. That is what growing up people can do. That's what I notice myself. Later.
Thank you. Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
It's hardly sink or swim when all is well.